Hi, everyone, and welcome back to NorwegianClass101.com. This is Intermediate Season 1, Lesson 15, A Bad First Day at Work in Norway. Eric here.
Hi, I'm Mai.
In this lesson, you'll learn about apologizing and responding to apologies. The conversation takes place at a grocery market.
It's between Anne and Gunnar.
The speakers are co-workers, therefore they will speak both formal and informal Norwegian. Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
Hei, jeg beklager så mye for at jeg sen. Veien var ikke brøyta, så bussen kjørte seg fast i grøfta.
Oi da, ikke bekymre deg, det går greit. Du burde ha ringt meg, jeg kunne ha plukket opp med bilen.
Ja, jeg prøvde å ringe deg en gang, men det tok ikke telefonen.
Jaså, det la jeg ikke merke til. Det var dårlig av meg.
Nei, nei, det er ikke din feil. Det er uansett litt pinlig å komme for sent midt i julerøsjet.
Ja, ja, nå er du her i alle fall. Ingen skade skjedd, det kunne vært verre.
Nei, men jeg ber virkelig om unnskyldning. Det skal ikke skje igjen.
Jeg tror deg, men du er jo helt gjennombløtt. Vent litt, jeg har en ekstra jobbuniform til deg. Den er kanskje litt stor, men...
Å, tusen takk, det gjør ikke noe. Du har vel ikke tilfeldigvis et par ekstra sokker å låne bort også?
Jo da, det har jeg.
Listen to the conversation with English translation.
Hei, jeg beklager så mye for at jeg sen. Veien var ikke brøyta, så bussen kjørte seg fast i grøfta.
Hi, I apologize so much that I'm late. The road was not cleared of snow, so the bus got stuck in the ditch.
Oi da, ikke bekymre deg, det går greit. Du burde ha ringt meg. Jeg kunne ha plukket opp med bilen.
Oh, don't worry. It's okay. You should have called me. I could have picked you up with the car.
Ja, jeg prøvde å ringe deg en gang, men det tok ikke telefonen.
Yes, I tried to call you once, but you didn't answer.
Jaså, det la jeg ikke merke til. Det var dårlig av meg.
Really? I didn't notice that. That was bad of me.
Nei, nei, det er ikke din feil. Det er uansett litt pinlig å komme for sent midt i julerøsjet.
No, no, it's not your fault. It's a bit embarrassing anyway to come late in the middle of the Christmas rush.
Ja, ja, nå er du her i alle fall. Ingen skade skjedd, det kunne vært verre.
Well, you're here now at least. No harm done. It could have been worse.
Nei, men jeg ber virkelig om unnskyldning. Det skal ikke skje igjen.
No, but I do truly apologize. It won't happen again.
Jeg tror deg, men du er jo helt gjennombløtt. Vent litt, jeg har en ekstra jobbuniform til deg. Den er kanskje litt stor, men...
I believe you, but you're completely soaked. Wait a minute, I have an extra uniform for you. It may be a bit too big, but...
Åh, tusen takk, det gjør ikke noe. Du har vel ikke tilfeldigvis et par ekstra sokker å låne bort også?
Oh, thank you, it doesn't matter. You don't happen to have a couple of extra socks to lend away too?
Jo da, det har jeg.
Yes, I do. I suppose that Norwegian winters are pretty snowy.
Right, snow is something we see a lot of in Norway. In some places in Norway, we have about 6 months of snow a year.
That means half a year of making sure your car has winter tires.
Exactly, because the roads are very dangerous and car accidents are frequent during the winter months in Norway.
I suppose it must be really difficult to drive around.
Another issue in the winter is that many animals end up crossing streets in search for food, so you may encounter deer in front of your car.
So better to opt for public transportation rather than renting a car if you're visiting the country during winter.
Yes, but you should know that the public transportation system suffers greatly when the snow arrives because of heavy delays, cancellations, and overall problems.
Oh, then maybe it's better to avoid winter in Norway.
Only if you don't like the snow.
What's the Norwegian word for snowfall?
It's similar to English. Snøfall.
Okay, now on to the vocab. Let's take a look at the vocabulary from this lesson. The first word is...
Å brøyte.
To clear snow.
Å brøyte. Å brøyte.
Next we have...
Grøft.
Ditch.
Grøft. Grøft.
Next we have...
Å plukke opp.
To pick up.
Å plukke opp. Å plukke opp.
Next we have...
Pinlig.
Embarrassing.
Pinlig. Pinlig.
Next we have.
Ingen skade skjedd.
No harm done.
Ingen skade skjedd. Ingen skade skjedd.
Next we have.
Å skje.
To happen.
Å skje. Å skje.
Next we have.
Gjennombløt.
Soaked.
Gjennombløt. Gjennombløt.
Next we have.
Jobbuniform.
Work uniform.
Jobbuniform. Jobbuniform.
And lastly.
Tilfeldigvis.
Incidentally. Accidentally.
Tilfeldigvis. Tilfeldigvis.
Let's have a closer look at the usage of some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first word is
å brøyte,
meaning to clear snow.
Å brøyte literally means to plow, and it's mostly used when talking about clearing up snow from the roads. For example, brøytebilen hadde ikke brøytet veien enda.
Which means the snowplow hadn't cleared the snow off the road yet.
Brøytebil literally means plow car, but it means snowplow. Here's another sample sentence. Veien hadde ikke blitt brøytet, så han kom seg ikke på jobb.
Which means the road hadn't been cleared of snow, so he couldn't come to work. Okay, what's the next word?
Gjennombløt.
Meaning soaked.
Gjennom means through. And bløt means soft.
Together, they mean soaked. Can you give us an example using this word?
Sure. For example, you can say, skoene hans var gjennombløte.
Which means his shoes were soaked.
A saying that is sometimes used with gjennombløt when coming inside after having walked outside in downpouring rain is han var gjennombløt som en druknet katt.
Meaning he was as soaked as a drowned cat. Okay, now on to the lesson focus. In this lesson, you'll learn about apologizing and responding to apologies. What are the most common phrases for apologizing?
All the following phrases normally start with beklager or unnskyld,
which both mean I'm sorry.
For example, beklager, det min feil.
Meaning, I'm sorry, it's my fault.
Here's an example from the dialogue. Jeg beklager så mye for at jeg sen.
I apologize so much that I'm late. Could you give us an example of a more complex apology?
Sure. For example, jeg burde ikke ha drukket opp all melken.
Meaning, I shouldn't have drank all the milk.
In the first sentence, the expression, jeg burde ikke ha, I shouldn't have, is in the past tense. This means that the following verb will also be in past tense. For example, jeg fryktelig lei meg for feiltagelsen.
Meaning, I'm terribly sorry about the mistake. Okay, let's see now how to accept apologies. There are a lot of expressions you can use when you're receiving an apology. We've already covered some in Lesson 5.
In this lesson, we'll focus on some expressions that are commonly used by native speakers in informal settings.
What's the Norwegian counterpart for no problem?
There are two versions, ikke noe problem and ingen fare.
Literally, they mean no problems and no danger.
Though the literal translations sound a bit funny, keep in mind that these expressions really work when accepting an apology.
Are there any other expressions?
In the dialogue, we have ikke bekymre deg.
Don't worry.
Det ikke din feil.
It's not your fault. Okay, let's go over our last topic of this lesson. Interjections. One of the easiest ways to show personality and make your speech seem more natural is to use interjections.
Interjections usually correspond to some kind of feeling.
What are some typical Norwegian interjections and how are they used?
There are a few. For example, au.
This is used for pain and when something hurts.
A really common one is uff.
This is usually used for anything that is irritating, but also when feeling discomfort or feeling bad about something.
When feeling annoyed or disgust, you can use ish or ash.
What about surprise?
When expressing surprise, we say oi. For example, in the dialogue we have oi da, ikke bekymre deg, det går greit.
Meaning, oh, don't worry, it's okay.
Two other important interjections are ja or jo.
They both mean yes, but what's the difference?
Ja means yes and is used for answering questions, showing your consent or agreeing on positive questions. In the dialogue we have, ja, jeg prøvde å ringe deg en gang, men du tok ikke telefonen.
Meaning, yes, I tried to call you once, but you didn't answer.
Jo has two different meanings. First of all, we use jo when answering a question that has some kind of negation to it. For example, ikke, not. We also have an example in the dialogue. Jo da, det har jeg.
Which means, yes, I do.
Ja and jo have another meaning, which is a bit more difficult to grasp. They can be used the same way as well. For example, ja, det går bra.
Well, it's okay.
Listeners, want to get the newest Norwegian lessons for free?
All new Norwegian Class 101.com lessons are free for 3 weeks.
And since we publish new lessons every single week,
you have 3 weeks worth of free lessons at any given time.
Go to NorwegianClass101.com, click Browse Lessons, and then click Newest Lessons to get your free lessons today.
Okay, that's all for this lesson. Thank you for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time.
Ha det bra!
Hei, jeg beklager så mye for at jeg sen. Veien var ikke brøyta, så bussen kjørte seg fast I grøfta.
Oi da, ikke bekymre deg, det går greit. Du burde ha ringt meg, jeg kunne ha plukket opp med bilen.
Ja, jeg prøvde å ringe deg en gang, men det tok ikke telefonen.
Jaså, det la jeg ikke merke til. Det var dårlig av meg.
Nei, nei, det ikke din feil. Det uansett litt pinlig å komme for sent midt I julerøsjet.
Ja, ja, nå du her I alle fall. Ingen skade skjedd, det kunne vært verre.
Nei, men jeg ber virkelig om unnskyldning. Det skal ikke skje igjen.
Jeg tror deg, men du jo helt gjennombløtt. Vent litt, jeg har en ekstra jobbuniform til deg. Den kanskje litt stor, men...
Åh, tusen takk. Det gjør ikke noe. Du har vel ikke tilfeldigvis et par ekstra sokker å låne bort også?
Jo da, det har jeg.